Cecilia Tilghman, CECILY TILLMAN. Date of birth is 6/7/1990. Date of accident 3/21/2025. Date of service 12/15/2025. Ms. Cecilia Tilghman is presenting for a follow-up evaluation. Initially, she was involved in an automobile accident where she was rear-ended as a restrained driver. In the impact caused her headaches along with dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, blurred vision, and a pain syndrome affecting the neck and the lower back, with shooting pain to the right leg and also both legs in the front, L3-4-5 nerve distribution. The patient also had severe pain in the SI joints, especially the left side. And the patient has difficult time walking. And incidentally, she had a surgery before for the SI joints fusion on the left side, but the pain is still back. And it appears that she has re-injured this area as well. Overall, the pain in the neck and the lower back is 8, with ADL being affected 8. Patient reports some weakness of the right leg with shooting pain and numbness and tingling posteriorly in S1-S2 dermatome fashion, as well as anteriorly as L3-4 nerve distribution. Left SI joint was still tender, left neck, the neck area is also painful to the tune of 8. And the patient has issues with the shoulder, where she has a difficult time lifting the arm. The patient has bulging disc in the L4, L5, L5, S1, and also at C5-6 level. And the patient has had 2 epidural injections so far with minimal relief. The patient has not scheduled since then, has not visited us, and missed the appointment for LESI injections. She is also not interested in any sacroiliac joint injection at this time. The pain is back and forth and affecting her life. She got fired from the job because of the pain and not being able to do her job. She reports 90 to 100% relief in pain with the medication that she receives. Please review the record for ADL, for system review, additional issues, substance abuse, as well as the compliance history. Blood pressure is found to be 95/63, pulse 102, pulse ox is 100%. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of 11/24/25, dictation number 1125-004. The plan is to continue all the treatment, including physical therapy. His meds have been reviewed. Disability continues. Patient is disabled for work, housework, replacement, and transportation. And the drug screens are reviewed from the past. New drug screens have been ordered. And meds were reviewed by the and then patient is provided following medication, which is Mobic, 7.5 milligrams twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Acifex, 20 milligrams twice a day for stomach pain. Wellbutrin XR, 150 milligrams twice a day for depression, anxiety. Xanax, 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety. Lunesta, 1 milligram at night for sleep. Medigesic for headaches. And Lidoprim for topical pain relief. In addition, patient has been provided with the Percocet, 5 milligram, D25 every PRN for severe pain only, 15 tablets. Imitrex tablets, 100 milligram are provided to be taken every day in the morning for preventing the headaches. Patient is also provided with a nasal spray, Migranol, that helps for the extremely severe headache. She also has been reporting poor memory and has been provided with Namenda, 10 milligram daily. Patient has been referred to a neurologist, neuropsych, and psychiatrist. She'll be returning back for epidural injection this week. Thank you.